break for Tevez.
Oh,
first through, Lucarelli gets around Felipe.
Listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Taco Man Radio is on the air. Live from the multi-million dollar sports bar line studios in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California, I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco, soon to be joined by my all-star. I'm talking about Dominic Jimenez. We're talking sports the next couple of hours. We'll spread things around. We'll talk some combat sports. We'll talk about Steph Curry. Hey, is San Antonio like the kryptonite to the Warriors now? 62-7 lost tonight to the Spurs. So we'll talk about that in depth. NCAA in hour number two. We'll talk about that with Mr. Charles Day, the expert, the man with the numbers. Coach's Corner in hour number one. We'll talk the NFL draft. Paco Valcarcel talking baseball in hour number two. But you can join in anytime on the toll-free 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Some of the sports headlines we're looking at. Straight up, Johnny Manziel's got himself a new agent. Who cares, huh? And the UFC fight night, big upset down in Brisbane, Australia, and of course, some boxing as well. But I got to talk about this. How can I put this? University of North Carolina is just, that was Jim Lampley, the HBO boxing analyst. That was his school. And bottom line is, they're just rolling in the NCAA. We'll talk about that in depth tonight. Lots of sports, lots of comedy. 1-800-878-7529. This is Johnny Taco and his All-Stars live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, and AFN Radio.
iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists. All free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Nicholas Rowley, Courtney Rowley, Dominic Pachota are trial lawyers who deeply care about their clients. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm, with offices in Des Moines, Waterloo, Decorah, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Chicago, and California. Trial Lawyers for Justice handles catastrophic personal injury, wrongful death, and medical malpractice cases throughout the country. The Trial Lawyers for Justice firm has won through caring about clients and refusing to settle cheap and believing in the justice system hundreds of millions of dollars in record-setting jury verdicts and settlements. Injury victims and their families will call 888-811-0844. 888-811-0844. And do it now if you believe you have a case and get the justice you and your family members deserve. Call 888-811-0844. Trial Lawyers for Justice.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Looking to get away this winter? Visit the charming bayside town of Tiburon, located just minutes from San Francisco. The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, enticing cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own garden. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. Winter specials from $159 a night. Call 1-877-614-6068 or go to lodge@tiburon.com.
So I want to have these guys go into the film tomorrow and turn on the tape and say this guy's doing things right and this guy's really fighting hard to pick this up and to make plays. So, you know, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to, you know, make an impression and, you know, leave a little bit of a lasting memory coming off these games.
I guarantee you there's no problem.
Sports Over in America, the weekend edition. Of course, this is the only show live in the continental USA right now. I'm talking about live from the West Coast, City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. The NCAA top seed. I'm talking about the University of North Carolina, the aforementioned University of North Carolina. They lumped up foul-prone Providence tonight, 85-66, to reach the final of the Sweet 16. Bottom line is Dominic Jimenez, my sidekick, my partner in crime, my straight man, Dominic Jimenez. Take it from there, my brother.
All right, let's change things over. We'll go to the professional hardwood. We got the Hornets losing to the Nuggets 101-93. The Brooklyn Nets losing to the Pistons 115-103. The Thunder 115-111. Russell Westbrook, another triple-double. I'll get into that a little bit more. And then, of course, the game everybody in the Bay Area was buzzing about. The Golden State Warriors lose in San Antonio 87-79.
Okay, let's talk about it. San Antonio the kryptonite to Steph Curry or what?
I think they're definitely one of those teams that are disciplined enough on defense to and talented enough, of course, to be able to implement game plans to stop him. Yeah, they can throw all kinds of different looks at him. They can go guard with Patty Mills and Tony Parker, or they can go shooting guard with Danny Green, or even small forward with the reigning defensive player of the year, Kawhi Leonard. Yeah, they can give Steph a lot of looks, and it throws him off when teams do that.
Kawhi Leonard, of course, a superstar in his own right. But, you know, Steph Curry is getting these godlike comparisons, and I think they're worthy. I mean, outside of a bad game tonight, nobody can shoot like he can shoot. I mean, you have to admit, Dominic, we talked about this for a long time now, but we have to admit that he is the best shooter in the history of basketball.
Agreed. Okay. Absolutely. The only unfortunate thing is he does have games like this. Of course, every shooter is going to, but while for the most part, he's been doing his thing, carrying the team on nights against the great teams like the Spurs when they need him to show up, when the rest of the team's not doing well. He hasn't quite been able to do it this season. He's been carrying them against the good teams, but against the great teams, he struggled a little bit. So over the course of a 7-game series, I think the Warriors-Spurs might be one of the greatest series you would ever see in the history of basketball. That's how exciting this game was despite the low score.
And of course that's going to preempt the eventual NBA finals, right? I mean, they're not going to battle
the Western Conference finals. That's what's messed.
Yeah,
they can't. They're in the same conference. Yeah. That's the messed up part is this would be perfect for the finals and we can't get it.
Do you think the NBA should restructure their playoffs to where the two best teams eventually end up fighting it down for the finals or what?
Well, I mean, they've kind of started to shift that way. I know Adam Silver, the commissioner, really wants to change the way the playoffs are. Right now, the way that they've redone it for this year is that winning the division doesn't guarantee you a top four seed. So in the past, you know, the Western Conference and the Eastern Conference both have four divisions. And if you win the division, you cannot be slotted lower than fourth. Well, now you don't have to win your division to get a higher seed. Basically, it's the best team in each conference. That's the order of the seeding. And I think that's a precursor to eventually you're just going to get the top 16 teams regardless of conference. I think at some point you're going to get there, but I think it's still a way down the road.
Okay, but when you look at the entire picture, I mean, the Warriors are still in the driver's seat. Whether the Spurs beat them tonight or not, the Warriors are in the driver's seat, I think.
Yeah, the Warriors are still the team to beat. And then they are the defending champs. They almost beat San Antonio tonight without Andrew Bogut, without Festus Ezeli, and without Andre Iguodala. Of course, I'm not here to make excuses for the Warriors' loss, but there were some key players missing. And you saw it with the rebounding. The Warriors got out-rebounded 53-37, excuse me, 14-7 on the offensive glass. The Spurs dominated them, and they made the Warriors miss Bogut and Azili greatly tonight.
Interesting. Of course, we're talking sports here for the next couple hours. Right now, it's NBA, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Dominic Jimenez is with me. My name is Johnny Taco. Of course, Johnny Taco and his All-Stars occupy the Sports Byline airwaves, iHeartRadio airwaves, SiriusXM satellite airwaves, American Forces Network, iTunes, Stitcher.com. There's about 1,000 different platforms we're on. But the bottom line is we are the only live show from the West Coast, live in the continental USA right now. 10 p.m. Pacific time to midnight Pacific time each and every Saturday night. Now, Dominic, give me some more NBA notes.
All right, yeah, so I mentioned Russell Westbrook with another triple-double. It's actually quite historic, the pace he's been on this season. It was his 14th triple-double of the year. That's the most triple-doubles a player has had since Magic Johnson back in 1988-89. And even more impressive, the Thunder are 14-0 in those 14 triple-doubles. So it's not even that Russell Westbrook is getting, you know, what I would call like an empty triple-double. Oh, he got 20 points, 10 assists, 10 rebounds, but they lost by 30. That is what has been impressive about Russell Westbrook's season, is when he produces these kind of individual accolades, he's doing enough to help his team win. I got to tip my cap to Russell Westbrook. I'm not a huge fan of Russell Westbrook and the way he acts on the court, but the man can ball, and he does what he needs to do to get the Thunder to win. They're a scary team to watch in the playoffs. We've seen them go toe-to-toe with the Warriors. They've got firepower, and if you try to shut down Kevin Durant, they've got Russell Westbrook. If you try to shut down Westbrook, they've got Durant. So there's a lot to like about this Thunder team, especially as we move towards the playoffs here.
Would you describe Westbrook as a turd?
No, it's not that he's a turd. He just has a
chip
kind of,
on his shoulder?
He's got a chip on his shoulder, and he's also kind of got the a swagger and cockiness on the court that's not necessarily likable, kind of like a Steph Curry. Steph Curry looks like he has fun in the way that he's cocky. Russell Westbrook kind of – I guess he's a little bit of a turd, but nowhere near some of the greatest turds in history that we've discussed on this show.
Okay, back to Durant. Is he coming to Golden State? I mean, that rumor was going around about 6 weeks ago, and then I read about it. We talked about it, and then I saw it in the paper, and then I saw it 2 weeks later, and then it sort of died off. What's going on with that?
I don't want to say that, oh, yeah, Durant's absolutely coming here, but it's definitely a possibility. There's a couple things that you really need to take into account before we can figure out where the heck he's going. How the Thunder do this season is obviously the biggest thing. If they get to the finals or the conference finals and he feels like, hey, this is a team that I can win with, I don't expect him to leave. He likes Oklahoma City. He likes the team that he's got there. He works extremely well with Russell Westbrook. But if they come up short in the expectations in Kevin Durant's mind of where he expects this team to be, then you're going to have the floodgates open. Durant came out and said, I believe it was today, I can't wait to have a LeBron James experience with teams courting me. Every team's going to want a piece of Kevin Durant except maybe the Cavaliers, and that's if LeBron stays. Who knows what he decides to do? That's for a different time. Kevin Durant is going to be a hot commodity, and a lot of teams are going to have the space to do it because, as we've been talking about throughout the course of the season, the new television deals are coming in place for the NBA, and the salary caps are going to skyrocket. I think they're going to go up by the time that this escalator clause is done. I think it's going to be up to 100% more than it is right now. So a lot of teams are going to have a lot of money, and a lot of teams are going to want Kevin Durant. The Wizards, his hometown, the Celtics have been linked to him. The Lakers are going to have a ton of money and would love a superstar like Kevin Durant to replace Kobe Bryant. And, of course, the Warriors, hey, why not try to get better and get one of the best players in the NBA?
Okay, before we close out our NBA segment, the Houston Rockets' Dwight Howard was busted for using stick'em spray. I thought this sounds like Jerry Rice.
It does sound like Jerry Rice, except he never quite got busted, I don't think. But it's funny to hear a basketball player using stick'em, but it makes sense that it's a guy like Dwight Howard, a center. He might not have the best hands. But hey, maybe it helped him shoot free throws because he can't do that as is. So, yeah, this whole season for the Rockets has been quite a mess. It started with the firing of Kevin McHale after a slow start. I think they were maybe 7-10 or something like that, and he got fired. James Harden apparently tried to get Howard traded. Howard tried to get Harden traded. it's a mess. I would want to be not. I would want no part of to be. I would not want to be a part of that franchise. Talk about dysfunction.
Straight up, speaking of Mr. Basketball, LeBron James was a loser tonight to Miami at Miami, 122-101. LeBron showing kinks in his armor, too, or what? They can't win on the road. What's the story with Cleveland this year? They haven't been the super team they were last year. I mean, last year we were thinking like it was a coin toss between them and the Warriors. We're not sort of thinking that this year. We're looking at San Antonio.
Yeah, you know, Cleveland looks vulnerable. Obviously, they're still fantastic, 49-20, leading the Eastern Conference. But they only have a game and a half lead over Toronto. Granted, after that, the closest team's 8.5 back. So the Cleveland Cavaliers are still exerting their will on the Eastern Conference, but they're not the same team. I don't quite know what it is. Kyrie and LeBron, you know, last year, their first year together, they got to develop the chemistry. Look what the Warriors are doing. It's a team that's been playing together for a while. They cannot seem to put it together. A lot of people have been talking about Kevin Love and LeBron can't get it going. Kevin Love can't quite fit in with this team. But what I think has been the bigger issue is Kyrie's lack of his inability to gel and mesh with LeBron and get those two going, because LeBron is so ball dominant. Even though he's not the point guard, Kyrie is. LeBron has the ball in his hands so much, and it appears Kyrie is not a point guard that can handle not having the ball and being the facilitator.
And you see why I call him a genius. Dominic Jimenez on Sports Byline. Open phone lines coast to coast. We're talking combat sports next up. Of course, the combat sports segment brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or go to the WBO website, WBOboxing.com. Straight up, UFC, boxing, lots of stuff to talk about right here on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, TuneIn.com, iTunes, Stitcher.com. I keep going, but, you know, you spend all night in there. The bottom line is, this is Johnny Taco and his All-Stars, and I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco.
Don't feel sorry for Indians, though. Don't. Because Indians got it made now. They got casinos. It's not like before. Chief Sitting Bull, Flying Eagle, not same names anymore. Hey, what's your name, dude? Counting White Money. That's my name. I'd like you to meet my daughter, Cha-Ching. Say hello, Cha-Ching.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Yeah, that's him, man.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
The kid with all the brains. I'm talking about Juan Baby Bull Diaz, 41-4 now, 20 KOs. Get this. He took 7 years off of boxing, went back to school, was going to the University of Texas there at Houston, and he tried to get a law degree. He was going to get a law degree. He decided not to. I think he took another degree anyway. He got his BA. And then he comes back to boxing after 7 years, wins a few fights, and now, of course, tonight he was a big winner. Of course, Unimas Television. Unimas, of course, stepping up as far as the world of the sweet science is concerned, having shown a number of fights almost weekly. So straight up Saturday nights is your place to go with Unimas Television. Anyway, Fernando Garcia was the loser tonight, drops to 30-8 with 19 KOs and a couple of draws. Of course, that was the Arena Theater in Houston, Texas. Straight up, he is a man, but he's old. And he's, you know, I looked at some tapes of him, he looked a little slow. So if I was Juan Diaz, I think I'd get myself a few wins. I don't know if he needs the money. I really don't think he needs the money. He is so smart. He is so sharp. He's one of the most well-disciplined, the most mentally strong men I've ever met in my life. When somebody's that mentally strong, it's hard to beat them. It's hard to beat them with a 2x4, let alone two fists, okay? Guy's a tough guy, as I said, 41-4. Not a big puncher, though. 20 KOs, the pride of Houston, Texas. And, of course, he was a guy that came out of the Olympics with Rocky Juarez. Rocky Juarez grabbed a silver medal. He was supposed to be the guy out of Houston. But, you know, Rocky went nowhere as a pro. And a lot of these guys that win Olympic gold medals, you know, they're destined for greatness, but they don't attain greatness. Bottom line is, we'll talk about the Olympic gold medals from 2004. Andre Ward in just a second. Of course, he is the former 168-pound champion, now fighting at 175. He'll be fighting next week at the Oracle Arena in Oakland, California. Of course, this is the house that Steph Curry built. Straight up, Andre is trying to do his thing here at the Oracle Arena. Will he? I don't know. But, if you know, I went to a party at the Oracle Arena that Larry, whatever his name is, he threw this big party over at Treasure Island. I want to mention this for a second. And this guy gets, Larry Ellison, I think his name, and he gets a lot of bad press. I hear him getting wrapped in the press, and people are beating him up. Listen, he threw the best party I've ever attended in my entire life. He threw a better party than Seth Abraham when he threw that party at the Staples Center in Los Angeles, California, bringing in all the Hollywood stars. Of course, that was for Oscar De La Hoya and Shane Mosley, their first fight back in the circa 2000. But the bottom line is, man, I mean, this guy can outthrow Seth Abraham when it comes to a party. So everybody that's knocking the guy that runs the Oracle Arena, they don't want to have an NBA team. They think he's a turd, all this kind of good stuff. He puts on a damn good show, no question about that. Now, straight up, we're talking UFC, of course. The UFC, well, the number 9 and number 10 heavyweights set out tonight to do battle. I'm talking about Frank Mir, the former two-time world heavyweight champion. Of course, one time the interim champion, but former two-time champion. And, of course, taking on Mark Hunt. Mark Hunt, all of 41 years old, the throwing Samoan, the slowing Samoan, the super Samoan. Call him what you want. But, you know, he's old, and he's slow, but he can punch. And when you can punch like Mark Hunt can, listen, the problem was when I used to box Samoans, there was a guy named Sonny, I can't think of his last name, but he had somewhat of a preliminary career as a fighter, and he went like 8-1 or 8-2, Sonny Mapopo, something like that, out of Newman's gym. He was my weight, 139 pounds, okay? And in the first round, he was a killer. I mean, he came to fight. He was smoke. I mean, whoa, whoa, whoa. But I used the footwork. I stayed away from him. I kept my distance. When he came in close, I grabbed him and held on tight, things like that. But after the first round, he wasn't the same guy anymore. And that's what happens with a lot of these Samoan athletes. I know I'm sounding like some type of racial stereotype, but it seems to be the truth. I kid you not. they lack endurance. Outside of Junior Seau, I can't think of too many Samoans that like went the route and went the distance as far as athletes are concerned. They usually peter out early as far as their peaks are concerned. Some of these guys, if you see them playing high school football, they're like 6'4", you know, 235 pounds. And then by the time they get to high school, they're 6'4", 270 pounds, 280 pounds on the way to 320 pounds. So at the end of the day, the Samoan athlete, he's good early on. He's good early on, but he's not good as far as the distance is concerned. But as I said, when you can strike like Mark Hunt's concerned, you don't have to worry about judges. He is a striker extraordinaire. Talk about maybe the hardest puncher pound for pound in the UFC. Tonight, he took out Frank Mir. It was a knockout with a punch. Bob, boom, lights out. First round, 3 minutes and 1 second in. What can I say? I was hoping that Frank Mir, of course, signed my Wall of Fame out here at the Sports Byline Studios a couple of years ago. I was hoping he would prevail here. I was, you know, thinking that the former two-time champion maybe had one more run at the age of 36, and Mark Hunt was 41, but that didn't happen. The co-main event, bit of an upset. Hector Lombard, the former Bellator middleweight champion, 185 pounds, has come down to 170 pounds. He's one of those guys who always looks like he's on steroids. I mean, always. I mean, if he doesn't have a steroid body, look him up on the internet. Google Hector Lombard. He is like Mr. Steroids, I kid you not. Anyway, Neil Magny took him out tonight, a third-round KO. It was amazing. It was amazing. Because, you know, Hector Lombard won the first round. Magny got rocked. He was rocking and rolling back and forth. I mean, looking like a little punchy, a little drunk. But Lombard, he couldn't hold on. He couldn't sustain. The second round was all about Neil Magny. Neil Magny's on a hell of a roll, man. And Neil Magny's upsetting people. Neil Magny was not supposed to win tonight's fight. But he had a TKO winner in 3 rounds, 46 seconds into the third round, the third and final round, of course, a preliminary bout. Only the UFC main events and title bouts are 5 5-minute rounds. All the rest are 3 5-minute rounds. Speaking of a 3 5-minute fight that did not go the distance, another upset. Man, Jake Matthews beat up on Johnny Case. Submission, rear naked choke. People didn't think that was going to happen. Oh, I thought Johnny Case won that fight. I was watching the TV. Maybe the UFC's got their press credentials or their press release here backwards, but I thought Johnny Case won that fight. Anyway, Ben Rawlings was the winner. He beat Cecil Ham. That was a pretty good fight. It was a decision across the board. Steve Bossy was over James Tahuna. Tahuna can punch, but he got punched 52 seconds into round number one. It is all over. The bottom line is that is the UFC as far as a couple of a woman's bantamweight bout on the card. Got to mention this. Leslie Smith defeated Rin Nakai with a unanimous nod across the board in 3 rounds. Of course, 3 5-minute rounds. And the chicks are like tearing things up. Misha Tate was down there. Of course, she says a couple of weeks removed, a couple of months removed. Take that back. Just a few weeks removed from beating up Holly Holm. Double H, Holly Holm. Of course, the biggest mistake as far as promotional gambles are concerned in the history of MMA was probably put forth by Holly Holm's manager and promoter. I'm talking about Albuquerque, New Mexico's very own Lenny Fresco's, a restaurateur that owns over 100 eateries down there. He owns his own island over there in Kona or something like that. His own I mean, the guy's like a zillionaire, not a millionaire. He's a zillionaire. So he's got more money than he could spend. He could burn all the money he has, and he probably couldn't burn it all. He probably couldn't burn it. Anyway, that's how much money he has. But regardless, he took on Holly Holm, of course, turned pro in order to fight Ronda Rousey. She knocks Ronda Rousey out with that big sweeping left hook kick, of course, that knocked 4 or 5 of Ronda's teeth very loose. And Ronda said she wouldn't be fighting in July. That was a rematch that was supposed to be set for July 9th, UFC 200. And that is not going to happen. Now it looks like Dana's talking about Ronda Rousey fighting Misha Tate again for the title. But guess what? Ronda Rousey's beat Misha Tate twice. She's beat her twice already. So odds are she's probably going to beat her a third time unless Ronda suffers the Mike Tyson syndrome. You know, once that bubble's been burst, you can't get it back. And when you get knocked out like that, I mean, she got knocked out like she was snoring. I mean, snoring. I mean, Ronda Rousey was on that canvas snoring. I mean, there was no doubt about it. She was out. Before she hit the canvas, she was out cold, okay? And, of course, now she's going to fight Misha Tate, who she beat twice. I'm not down with that. But, of course, Lenny Fresco has made that decision. He took the lesser money and fought Misha Tate, thought he could beat Misha Tate. But Misha Tate, she choked out. I mean, she choked out Holly Holm. What can I say? It was a big surprise, a big upset, but not really. Styles make fights. It's all about styles. Styles make fights. Straight up, we'll talk MMA more and boxing in hour number two. This is your Combat Sports Update brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. Of course, you can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out the WBO website, WBOboxing.com. Next up, we're talking Coach's Corner with John Johnson, of course, Ohio State Buckeyes alumni, the big coach of the backfield there, back in the days with Archie Griffin and great runners like that. But he's talking NFL draft. NFL draft is just upon us, of course. Joey Bosa going number one. No doubt about it in my mind. He is a monster. A monster. We're talking NFL draft next up on Sports Byline. Open phone lines coast to coast. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-PLAY. This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition.
You know, everyone has their moment of picking themselves off the floor, and I'd gone through several of mine, but no one had actually seen me go through it, and maybe I just had to be that example of picking myself off the floor for everyone, and maybe that's what I'm meant for.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Wait, you gonna sit there and let him talk to me like that?
Nope. Let's go to some nice, quiet place where we can't hear him.
He's got some nerve.
Yeah.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
The first time you saw a laser level, you were probably a little suspect. Now you wonder how you did without it. At a Red Wing shoe store, we use the latest tools to give you the best fit, like a digital measuring device that not only scans the length and width of your feet, but even gauges pressure points and arch height. And Red Wing offers a 30-day comfort guarantee. It's all part of making sure your boots do their job so you can do yours. Red Wing Shoes. Work is our work.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time for Coach's Corner with Johnny Taco and Coach John Johnson, former Ohio State backfield coach, here on Sports Overnight America Weekend Edition.
The coach is on the line. I'm talking about John Johnson. Coach, I got to ask you this. The Ohio State Buckeyes are well represented in the draft. Of course, number one is going to be Joey Bosa as far as the top pick from Ohio State, the defensive end. I mean, 6'5", 270 pounds. He's a monster. He's just a monster. I mean, he's been ranked number one in the draft in most of the polls. Is he going to go number one?
Yeah, I think they're talking that because it's the Titans, unless it makes some kind of a deal, the Browns might make a deal with them to switch
picks.
I guess they need – they're going to take an offensive lineman, I think, from Mississippi State, something like that.
All right, we're still talking Ohio State
but
football.
I'll tell you one thing. I went to Ohio State's pro day the other day, and watched Joey go through all his drills and run his 40 and do all that stuff, and I watched Cardale Jones throw the football and Braxton Miller and all those guys, and after each one, just about your expression was wow.
Ezekiel Elliott, Ezekiel Elliott looked good as well.
Oh yeah, he looked great. Like that, you know, I stood for a while and talked to him and JT Barrett, the kid, the quarterback, but I spent most of the time with Mike Tomlin, the great coach from the Pittsburgh Steelers, and of course they love the Buckeyes. They've got five Buckeyes on their team now, and to see, of course, you know, Zeke did his thing at the pro day. He had everything great there. He didn't really need to do much as far as the pro day there in Ohio State. But Cardale threw a couple balls over 70 yards.
Wow. What can I say? He's
got like a gun. He's like a, if you take all the guys, you know, Darren Lee, but he's a first round draft choice kid that played at a high school where I used to coach at one point in time. And since my son and him both play quarterback there, we call him the other quarterback. But they've got five or six guys maybe going in the first round. I'd say probably five and probably 15 guys that are going to be, every NFL team was there represented. But I'm going around the bush, but the bottom line is Joey Bosa, and you described him physically, to see him run around like he did. He went through the linebacker grills. You know what I mean? He's a defense. He went through the linebacker grills. He dropped into pass coverage. He covered guys coming out of the backfield. You're like, wow.
But you know, Coach,
him as a fighter. I'd like to have him as a fighter.
Of course,
he'd be a hell of a fighter.
Coach John Johnson's the man that upset Mike Tyson with Buster Douglas back in 1990, the meltdown of Mike Tyson by James Buster Douglas, February 1990, the biggest upset in sports history. Of course, the coach put that together. I want to look at the when you talked about Cardale Jones throwing 70-yard passes and Bosa being the amazing athlete he is. I mean, here's two guys that could possibly change the face of the NFL because, you know, as far as great pass rushers are concerned, I mean, I remember the days of, like, Charles Haley and Mark Gastineau and guys like I thought there were better pass rushers back then. Somehow the defensive end seemed to get to the quarterback just a little bit more. Maybe he was a little less protected and the rules were a bit more to the defense there. But, you know, with Bosa being on the defensive side and Cardale throwing 70-yard passes, that could change. I mean, talk about throwing the long ball, man. 70-yard pass. Nobody throws them passes.
It's really funny. He threw a fly pattern to Braxton Miller, and Braxton ran 4.34 and 4.35 40s the other day. And anyhow, he actually overthrew Braxton, probably 5-7 yards or something like that. And I said to Mike Tomlin, you know, he overthrew it, and he said he should have run faster. But the thing is, you know, you never underthrow the long pass, never overthrow the rules are never overthrow the short pass. But he's very much like Roethlisberger physically, except he's a better athlete. He's a better athlete. He can run with the ball. Part of when helping us win the national championship was him actually run the ball a few times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, run over that defensive back from Alabama, huh?
What about Eli Apple, 6'1", 200 pounds?
He's first round draft choice, corner, yeah.
But the Atlantic
tall lanky kid, New Jersey kid.
I know, but the Atlanta Falcons sort of undressed him. I mean, they asked him if he liked men. What kind of crap is that?
Well, it's wrong. We talked about it. That's one of the part of the wrongs of right now of our society, in our opinion, and people have their other opinion. You know, they
Well, the bottom line is you and I know that we equal rights for everybody, regardless of their skin color, sexual gender, all that kind of good stuff. Looking at some other.
I'm gonna tell you something. All them phony ass Christians, you know, if they would read Matthew 25:31-46, what Jesus said, and supposedly that's what they're going to, how definitely how he's going to, they're going to be judged and all that, they'd have a little bit different attitude. But they're a bunch. Most of them are phony as it can be. And you know my feelings about organized religion.
Okay, Darren Lee, the Ohio State outside linebacker, 6'2", 235. Where's he going to go in the draft? Where's he going to go?
He's first round.
All these guys are first round picks?
Yeah. Joey Bosa and Zeke and Darren Lee and Eli Apple.
And Cardale?
No, Cardale's not first round. Cardale's... He's going to go higher than what people think, you know, but I'd say no later in the third, but possibly second. The potential of, you know, and throw, he's throwing them out cuts, and it was like a missile coming. You could hear it going through the air, you know what I mean?
Okay, talk to me about the potential for Michael Thomas here. He's from Ohio State, obviously, 6'3", 212.
First round.
Wow. I mean,
yeah, he can run. That's Keyshawn Johnson's nephew.
Okay,
he's Keyshawn Johnson's nephew.
And the strong safety Von Bell.
Yeah.
You think he's going to go
great
early?
First round. Great athlete out of Texas.
Are there that many first round picks here? I mean, you've named about 4, 5, 6, 7 guys you think are possibly going in the first round. Is that sort of like a statement that Ohio State's making, and since some of these guys are underclassmen?
For sure. And I give credit to, and I'm very close to Urban Meyer, very close, and I'm proud of the fact that he tells people he loves me. He's just a dynamic personality, and when he got the job for Buster, and I went first down there and talked to him, of course, his first question he asked was, what were you thinking when you went to the ring? What was you thinking? If you remember, I was jumping up and down. I was so happy that it was going to happen. But Buster said he thought he was going to win. He was thinking he was going to win. And he asked me, and I told him, actually, I thought we'd make him quit. I thought we'd beat him up for 6, 7 rounds, and he quit. But he didn't, and God love him. I'll tell you something. I loved Mike Tyson after that. He fought his heart out. I mean, he got up, and he was damn near dead.
Yeah, I mean, no doubt about it. I mean, and of course he. Yeah. Wow, people think.
I mean, I looked at him. His head was 2 feet away from me when he was landing on the canvas. I mean, I got a good look at him. You know.
Of course, talking about the upset of the century, orchestrated by my co-host here. I'm talking about John Johnson, of course, of Ohio State Buckeyes fame, the backfield coach. So when you look at the entire team now, since the heart of the team seems to be leaving, do we have suitable replacements? Are there guys on the line?
Yeah. It's the old story. We don't replace them. We reload.
So Urban Meyer's ready to rock.
But the hungry young guys that wanted to play last year, the year before, and now they're getting their chance, and it's like, I got some. You know, we got great athletes. That's what Mike Tomlin said. He said, you know, Ohio State has. We have great athletes. Not to say that we're the only school that does, but we're right up there with the best of them. That's for sure.
Last question for Coach John Johnson. Of course, you can follow the coach on Facebook, John Johnson. I got to ask
people from California. All the people from California, they love Ohio State.
Yeah, I know that.
They love the Buckeyes. Yeah. Jim Murray used to love it. He used to love it when Coach Hayes come to California.
I remember Coach Hayes was in San Francisco, and as I'm pressed on the – I was listening to KNBR. I was in my station at KNBR. This was back in the 80s. And Coach Hayes was on, and a guy from the Oakland Tribune – I can't remember his name now, but he was doing radio. He was a writer from the Oakland Tribune. And his last question to Coach Hayes was, you know, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about, you know, you – taking a swipe at that guy running on the sideline, and then you heard one big click.
Coach,
end of conversation. Coach didn't want to deal with it. But the Ohio State Buckeyes, I mean, this reloading thing, I mean, they've got the talent, no question about that. And Urban Meyer's the guy as far as putting that together. Now, last question for you is on the CTE, this brain damage stuff. Where do we go with this? The NFL's coming out this week.
I'm telling you, that is an issue. I know some guys actually that are participating in that played at Ohio State and played in the NFL, so on. And you know, the bottom line is, of course, I feel the same way about college football. I mean, I feel strongly. You know, they're making billions of dollars off
billions.
Of college football.
Billions.
Billions and billions and billions, you know. And they're questioning whether or not they should even have a health insurance policy for a kid that puts his life on the line.
That
would help take care of him the rest of his life. I know you don't want me cussing on the radio, and I'm not, but I'm cussing inside, trust me. And same thing with the NFL. Look at all the money they're making. Hell, the Goodell's making $45 million a year. Why not have something to make sure that those guys are taken care of if they have some kind of problem?
Well, that's like the Wounded Warrior program.
And their families, too. Well,
I mean, when I think about the guys coming.
That's sad. Well, unfortunately, a lot of charity situations that way. And I do every day of my life, I'm motivated. I tell the thing that motivates me the most is helping people. Yeah. It's been that way. My parents were motivated that way. I mean, in a lot of cases, when you're dealing with charity stuff like that, you got to kind of watch, you know, who you're helping, because the help might not be going to the people that you want to help. My mom used to say about the people that were, like we were talking about, the, you know, evangelists and all the people who use Jesus for their own personal cause, she'd say, they'll go to hell before their eyes close.
And that's it. Coach John Johnson, Ohio State Buckeyes, have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Coach. I love you.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
You just shoot the ball with 4 seconds left and go into over second overtime.
If you well, there 4 seconds. Gasell, no chance. It's good. It is good. They'll review it.
And there's the shot with 3 seconds. Ball's up. I think there's plenty of time on that one. Right on the money.
What the hell's going on out here?
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
56, make it 57 minutes past the hour. Hour number one of two. Johnny talking is all-stars, because my all-star being Dominic Jimenez. I'll bring him in just a second. We do have open phone lines. If you'd like to join us, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Straight up, the Warriors lost tonight. Of course, that's a big shocker. Not really. It was the San Antonio Spurs. The San Antonio Spurs are a darn good team. The second best team in basketball. No question about that. I mean, they're better than the Cleveland Cavaliers, in my mind. Of course, the record states they are as well. And, of course, Lou beating the Warriors tonight and shutting down Steph Curry. What can I say? They may be the kryptonite to the Superman that is Steph Curry. Wow. NCAA, we're talking that in hour number two. Of course, bringing in Charles Day, the man with the numbers. He's going to bring us right to the Final Four, no doubt about it. He did this a couple years ago with me, and I was blown away by his expertise. He just brought us right down to the Final Four. He named the Final Four. I think he named seven teams, and out of the seven teams, four of them came into the Final Four. So I guess he knows what he's talking about. He is the genius. He is, of course, plays by J, playsby.com. Now, bring on my co-host. I'm talking about my partner in crime, the straight guy on the show, Mr. Dominic Jimenez. Dom, what's happening?
Yeah, you know, just NCAA, we both know I'm not the biggest NCAA fan. I've watched maybe a cumulative total of a couple games over the course of the season, but there's something that is just absolutely enthralling about March Madness, and round one did not disappoint, highlighted by Michigan State's upset loss to Middle Tennessee State. Michigan State, a number two seed, Middle Tennessee State, a 15 seed, busted a lot of people's brackets. It was absolutely phenomenal to watch this week. I cannot wait for what the rest of this tournament has in store.
Well, college basketball, since I don't know all the players, I sort of get bummed about it. I like to know who the guys are. That's why college football sort of turns me off. Hour number two, Johnny talking to his all-stars still to come. We'll talk a little combat sports. We'll have a clip from the USC main event tonight from Brisbane, Australia. Of course, we'll talk Taco and Paco on baseball. We'll talk with Charles Day. We'll talk with you if you'd like to join us on the toll-free phone line, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. I am the Taco Man. Myself, Dominic Jimenez, return for hour number two live, the only live show on the continental USA. Syndicated show, maybe local show, but we are the network. Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, iTunes.com, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com. I keep going, CRN2. I can't, see? But the bottom line is stick around for hour number two as I expect to grill a few people. That's why they call me the Taco Man. I'm putting people on the grill. Hour number two still to come here on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio. All the troops out there, AFN.